It's time to talk Auburn Bulldog football with Coach Tony Jansen as the Bulldogs come off a loss last week to another good squad, Lincoln Lutheran 35, Auburn 14. Lincoln Lutheran now 2-0. Coach, it's been a while since your Bulldogs have started the season 0-2, but talking to you, I sense there's no real panic. There's a little unhappiness, but no real panic for your Bulldog team yet.
No, you know, we knew coming in the year we're a young team. We knew our non-district schedule was a challenging one. It was last year when we had a veteran crew, and then those teams we have in our non-district all return a lot of upperclassmen, a lot of experience. And so, you know, we're not sitting here okay or happy with 0-2 by any stretch of the matter, but you got to take what you can from those. And, you know, I feel a lot better after this week than I did last week. I thought week one, again, you had a really good Mount Michael team, but we also made way too many mistakes. And I didn't like the way we handled the adversity in week one. And then so we had even some more new parts out in week two. And we played a very poor first half, made too many mistakes, gave them short fields. But we got down early, down 28-0 at half, and our guys came out and fought their tails off in the second half. Again, you're playing a really good Lutheran team, and we outscored them in the second half. And we really took a big step forward in that half. And now, so what we got to do is we got to build on that. And I think you can even see in practice this week, you know, I thought our heads were hanging too much after the week one loss. Our guys, again, are disappointed with losing to Lutheran, but we've come this week in practice with a little extra fire, and I think our guys are starting to see what they're capable of and what they can be. And I think we're practicing that way, and I think we're really making some gains right now. And you know, so no matter where you are, you always wish you were better. You want to be better than where you're currently at. But what you really want to see is always when you're out competing is you want to see progress. And I think we're seeing that right now, and hopefully the results start to show that.
You know, we as fans, we forget we're dealing, you guys as coaches are dealing with kids that are 14 to 18 years old. So, you know, there's a lot of things going on in their life. But it can be one play, it can be one drive, one half that just turns the switch on a football team or some kids. And then all of a sudden, as you were talking about, things just get better all of a sudden.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing we really emphasize, you know, is we talk about having a 1-0 mindset that whether things are going well or things are going poorly, you don't let that affect how you take, you know, your next rep, your next practice, your next game. And that was something we really struggled with week one. And I thought we took a big step forward on that is you can't just wait for something good or bad to happen. You gotta control the situation. And no matter what's going on, you're going to come with a great mindset, a positive mindset, that you're going to work your tail off to win the next rep and the next practice, the next game. And I think we're making big strides there. And if you can do that, and put together now a four-quarter game, I think our guys got the capability of doing some really good things. We have talent on this team. We just got to figure out how to put it together and how to compete on a consistent basis. And again, I think we're making steps towards that.
Coach, it's not every single team and coach I talk to, but a lot of them. We just don't have the kids going out for football or the numbers out for any sport for that matter that we used to, it seems. And every week I'm talking to coaches and I'm getting more injury reports. How are your kids doing this year so far?
You know, yeah, injuries are part of any sport, especially football. And, you know, so talking numbers, Cersei said that. You know, our numbers had consistently gone up for about 5 years. This year we're down just a little bit. We've been able to be over 40 the last few years, and we're just a touch under that. We got 37 out this year. 40 is always kind of our goal, so we wish we had a little more, but we'll keep working on that, you know, as we go into next season. But I like the guys we got here. And now injuries, we've been incredibly fortunate the last few years as well, and so we haven't been as fortunate this year with that. But again, that's the sport, and that's why you work to build depth. That's why you make sure that you're developing guys to get ready. That's on you as a coach, and we've got some guys that I think are taking on the opportunities that have popped up and taking advantage of their opportunity to get on the field. And, you know, when you have those injuries, as much as anything, you feel bad for the kids, especially if when you get a senior that gets hurt because they put in all that work. It really breaks your heart when they lose those opportunities. But then on the other end of it, again, you got another guy, other guys that just have to get ready to go, and it's just the nature of the game. And so that's kind of where we're at on a couple positions right now. And so just working our best to make sure to, get those guys ready, but also adjust to fit their strengths as much as possible and just be ready to go for Friday night.
Speaking of Friday night, another toughie coming to town. You're going to have Lincoln Christian coming in. They are 1-1, but they're always a pretty consistent good squad.
Yeah, they are. You know, this is the eighth year in a row we've had them on the schedule. You know, and we've had good success there. We've won those seven we played against them, but almost all of them have been dogfights. Mm-hmm. They always are. And they're a physical team by the nature of their of what they run. They run that flex bone offense, and so they're going to pound the rock at you, especially with that fullback, and try to wear you down, and then test how disciplined you are on defense. Because all it takes with those guys is one player to freelance, and they're going to hit a big play. And so they always present a good test there. I know this is a game that they've circled this year. They put a couple different videos on social media where they've had players say that this is the game they're looking forward to. And so we know we're going to get their absolute best. And I think our guys are ready for it. You know, they know what to expect from these guys in terms of what they run. Now we just got to make sure that we match that physicality and that we play disciplined football.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck to the Bulldogs this weekend.
Thank you, John.
That's Robert and Coach's show for this week.